It is a super nice day out, minus the wind, but still take it. 55 degrees, not one cloud in the sky. It is a nice day. Able to get out and just get some fresh air, which is so good for you and good for your soul. And regardless if you're dealing with medical struggles or if you're blessed and you have no health problems at all, it is so good to get out, get some fresh air, and just get a change of pace and environment. Doing that today and just getting some errands. I haven't been out much at all this week, a couple times this week, not much. In this point now, I'm sleeping a lot. That's normal for things progressing. I'm sleeping, let's just say, I thought it was just a temporary thing, but it's not. It's sleeping anywhere between 12 to 15 hours a day. It's normal. Is this new to me? For me, yeah. I'm tired a lot. It's part of the journey. We got my medicine at pretty much almost like, I'm going to say 99% effective. We're at where we've needed to be. And as things continue, like oncology said, we'll just adjust it. But now it's just about being comfortable, really. Side effect is as you sleep. You sleep a lot. When things progress, you're not hungry. You feel sick and nauseous when you eat. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm at that point now. But, you know, I'm still doing my best every day is to realize comedy and laughter and sharing my ideas and thoughts, which come out in these crazy, goofy, silly skits and these multiple characters. And I've done this for a while. And it's just been nice to be able to share it with other people and get a platform together. And, you know, it's like when you pass away and you leave a legacy. I always look at it like, you know, I always thought it was about the GP website or about the platform or about really just sharing my life journey and story. And I have for many, many years and decades. But I like to be able to live a life where I live a legacy of first being 100% passionate when it comes to the animals and rescue and rehabilitation and the love, you know, for the wildlife. But also the love and passion I've had for comedy and creativity and skits and just making everyday life just a little bit easier by sharing laughter. And really that's where I'm at now. And I'm happy I'm able to finally do it. And for people to come forward that are dealing with their own health battles or cancer or loved ones or just dealing with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, or just needing a good laugh, stressed out, maxed out, you know, mothers and fathers and, you know, feeling overwhelmed with their kids and just being able to do that. And I'm at where I want to be, you know, wasn't sure where I was going to be or where I'd be at this part of my journey, but I'm right where I want to be. And that is the best feeling in the world. It's not about money. It's not about monetary things. I'm at where I want to be. My heart's in the right place. And I'm 50-50 of comedy and passion and love for animals. So I just wanted to share that today on this really super nice day on this Saturday is that, you know, you do what your heart leads you to do and where your soul and your mind leads you to be. And you be the best and put forth the best effort you can possibly. The end of the day, it's not about what you collect on earth or how much money you have or any of that stuff or notoriety and all that. It just means nothing. It's also about how we treat others that are sick. How we treat others says a lot about our character and as a human being and a soul. That's the truth. It comes to tax stuff with tax fraud and identity theft and having someone within the bloodline. It claimed me. That's the truth. Everything has been figured out and we're pretty much where we're at right now. And, you know, I just don't understand is when we do things that we know would probably, I mean, probably thought I'd never find out. I did. I found out from IRS. This is the truth. But to just not do anything at all like that. Don't do things behind people's back. Just because somebody's sick doesn't mean that they're not going to find out or blah, blah, blah. I don't know why and what possessed, but I think you right there are giving people and the people that I'm talking about the wrong ideas and you're getting them in trouble. And don't you and aren't you face enough trouble of your own right now? You got to stop. You got to stop that stuff. Period. No. You got to stop.